And this could be one of those stories that you can tell us if you actually are experiencing what we're going to talk about when it comes to food shortages. We've talked about these kinds of things from time to time, but this is a brand new one that I just stumbled across online.
Just as long as it's not Cheetos.
Cheetos are not refreshing.
I heard you guys talking about it. That's why.
The site is called She Finds. And I'm like, what is this? Well, I did a little research, and this is the mission statement. It says, our mission is the destination where women are inspired to treat themselves. We are committed to making women feel good with fun, approachable editorial coverage of fashion and beauty news, daily finds, life hacks and style tips, and much more. That's what She Finds. That's what apparently they're all about.
Yeah.
But She Finds also is where this list comes up. It says, as we head into the second month of 2023... it's best to be aware of certain food shortages. So we've rounded up 10 common grocery store items that you might find more difficult in your local supermarkets and shopping centers. Now, again, this is one of those national kind of situations. So we're going to find out if it relates to what we might be experiencing locally. All right. So here we go. The top 10 items that it says here in 2023. Might be tough to find. Number one, bread.
Bread.
Really? Okay. Mm. Now, I got to say, when I've done some of my shopping, I've not, to this point, experienced any kind of shortage of bread.
I haven't either.
Okay. But it does say because of the continuation of Russia's war in Ukraine, because Russia and Ukraine are two countries that account for nearly 20% of the global grains that are necessary, there could be the shortages in 2023. Okay, well.
Did they specify which kind?
No, it just says bread.
Just bread.
So whether it, whether it's a specialized bread or whether it's just bread in general.
Rye.
Doesn't say. No specificity there.
Sesame buns.
When I first thought this, I said, oh my gosh, that 1970s group. Where are we going to find them? Where are we going to find their music anymore?
That's right.
Oh, not that bread. Number two, sunflower and palm oil. Okay.
Reasons?
Well, it says here 50% of globally traded sunflower seed oil comes from Ukraine. Well, there's that Ukraine connection again. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Although it says simultaneously, there's a palm oil shortage in Indonesia. Doesn't say why. Just says there is one. Okay, sunflower and palm oil. Number three, which this is going to sound very bizarre if you ask me to be on this list. Champagne. Really?
Oh, no.
No.
Oh, my gosh.
How are we going to go on?
Well, you know, it is coming up into, wedding season. I suppose that would be the problem there.
Maybe a Valentine's Day toast?
Valentine's Day toast you can't do.
Does it say
it says
where
here,
it's like,
no, it just says
champagne.
It blames climate change, greatly impacting the production of champagne.
Well, yeah, that is true.
Okay.
That's true. However, I can just...
Can't put those bubbles in the bottle of wine.
I'll just recommend that there are a lot of wineries locally around here, the state of Michigan. Get some good bubbly there.
All right. Again, top 10 foods that might be hard to find according to the site that She Finds. Number four, beers, canned goods, and pet food. And this all, this goes back to, the aluminum storage, aluminum shortage that was talked about last year? It says it's still existing, still happening. Experts think that the earliest expected end to a shortage could be sometime in 2023, but until that ends, you're still going to find shortages of beers, canned food, and pet food.
Maybe go after.
So take your recyclables back.
Yeah, help them out.
How about the can shortage?
And get bottled beer.
Ah, go to the glass.
Yeah.
There you go.
Tastes better anyway.
I got to say, you might have more of a reflection on the beer. I will say the pet food. I have noticed that. That's sometimes interesting when you get to, although sometimes it's not the canned, it's just the overall.
Okay.
Number five is lettuce.
Lettuce.
That's what it says here. Yeah. Says in November of last year, the price of lettuce went up nearly 20%, sparked by an unforgiving disease called impatience necrotic spot virus, INSV, which is carried by insects and often results in the death of the affected plant. This disease spread quickly across California's valley, a major producer with nearly 50% of the country's lettuce production. So, lettuce. Okay.
Doesn't really say what kind, though. Like, it's not romaine or...
Again, kind of like the bread.
it could be any of the...
Just says lettuce. It's a good
iceberg lettuce.
Good point.
Maybe add lettuce to your garden this year.
No more wedge salads.
Yeah. grow your own.
Grow your own.
Well, for that matter, put in some corn, too, because corn's on the list.
Huh? Oh, my.
Said Midwestern corn crops endured a brutal season full of sweltering temperatures, intense storms, and harmful pests, especially states such as Illinois, Indiana, Ohio, Nebraska, and South Dakota. Okay. Hmm. Number seven, oranges. Orange juice. Well, that goes back to Hurricane Ian, which devastated Florida back in September, but it ruined many orange trees, and the state's orange production is expected to drop, expected to drop 51% for the growing season. So
that's a lot.
Yeah.
Price of oranges is already high.
And I'm not healthy enough to buy orange juice, so.
Yeah.
But others could be experiencing these things. This is why we're talking about this. Maybe you have experiences that we are not. If you're getting these experiences, we'd like to know. Send me a message and let me know. Is this really happening in your market that you shop?
If I may say so, that I just want to say that I learned all about the orange commodities thanks to the classic film Trading Places. Anyway, moving on. those who know, who've watched it, know what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah.
Number eight, a beef shortage because of extreme drought. Where ranchers were forced to sell off sizable amounts of their cattle earlier than expected. Yeah, and I've seen prices high, too. Number nine, as much as the palm oil and sunflower oil and seeds were mentioned earlier, olive oil. I think I remember this.
Oh, no.
Yeah, there was a tree-blighting bacteria that spread through portions of Latin America and into Italy, where much of olive oil is produced. So, olive oil. And number 10... on the list, again, food shortages. Infant formula is still listed here. This goes back to last year. But they say while there has been better production and some of the shortages that occurred last year have been handled, there's still going to be shortages that are being dealt with here into 2023. In fact, it says likely into effect into the middle of 2023 until things would return to more normal supply for infant formula. And since the three of us aren't shopping for that, we would not have a clue.
No. But maybe others out there would.
Would, yes. And again, this is why we encourage you to communicate with us, please. Let us know. As we always tell you, that you can send us messages, charlie@wsw.com, pat@wsw.com, denise.shannon@alphamediausa.com.
Yeah.
Just as long as Pop-Tarts are okay.
I'm okay with that, yes. I've not had my Pop-Tart supply compromised at this time. So.
Or my Cheez-It, so that's okay. All right. Yeah.
Anything that you're concerned about to missing in Denise?
No, not popcorn, I suppose.
Okay.
You know, corn is on the list. Hopefully popcorn is not.
Compared to your own shopping experiences.